Cue the music.
Okay. I'm Aaron. This is Noah.
I'm Noah.
This podcast, what's this podcast about, Noah?
Aaron, what are you trying to get at there?
What we do...
Yeah, we're about to explain.
Today we have an expert.
My expertise, happens to be,
What is this show, Noah?
Yeah.
Schooling Noah with Aaron Maslow and a special guest.
It's a working title.
It's a working title. We don't have
Who do we have here, by the way?
Hey, guys. Well, let's introduce the show, probably.
Everybody knows. But yeah, I don't know if our guest knows. First of all,
yeah, that's usually... So the feedback I'm getting is that you guys keep saying the same thing over and over again.
Oh, that is feedback. Interesting.
It's not that our audience doesn't know what the show is. It's that our guests don't know what this is.
Yeah, I guess so. It definitely could become monotonous, so after a while, if you listen, as I'm sure everyone does, to our episodes one after the other. So it's just like...
We're doing, it's about the content.
It's about slinging that tent.
That tent.
I'm all about the con.
Sling the tent, not the tank.
All right, well,
here's what it is.
And explain the show.
Okay.
To our guest.
I'm at old, he's young, we don't know too much, I don't know anything, you get that?
Yeah.
You're looking at a couple of idiots. Yeah. So we bring on somebody to educate us about a certain topic.
Okay.
And so you're going to talk to us about it.
And from that sultry voice, I think most of our guests can tell who our guest is today. Most of our listeners... Take two. I think
yeah, it's live.
It is.
Yep.
Fucking right.
We're going out on if you want to give
Live.
A call. Yeah, it's Spotify, but we also have a call number for the radio station that we broadcast out of. It's AM 1387, broadcasting in Loveland and Nederland,
and also Idaho Springs during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Why only the summer?
It's just easier, you know. That's when they're ready to listen to radio.
So they turn on the radio.
Yeah. You don't know.
You would
this.
Think it'd be. You would broadcast in the spring in
right.
Idaho Springs.
Wait, it's not.
So they turn the radios off in fall.
Correct.
Turn the radios off. Turn the radios
daylight saving
up.
Time,
they just gotta
radio off.
They enjoy the winter.
Yeah. Actually, leaves. Tree leaves help radio.
No, it's true.
Broadcast.
It's true.
Really?
It's,
nope.
Oh.
Dick Black is our guest today,
Dick Black,
you guys, and he's gonna talk to us about sales. We got a young Michael Scott here,
salesman.
That's
of
the,
a year.
Year.
Who the fuck is Michael Scott?
From really?
The Office.
What is your?
I don't watch that show.
That show is
old.
There's
no black
though.
People in the show.
Yeah. Huh?
What?
Stanley.
How about Craig Robinson?
Oh yeah, Craig Robinson.
Who's hilarious?
Well, he's short.
Also, Patrice O'Neal
is he really
was
short?
In.
Yeah, I think he might be.
Patrice O'Neal was in two seasons of The Office.
Damn it. Oh, well.
And then
he passed
died.
Away.
Yeah.
He did pass away. How did he die again?
From diabetes.
Was it diabetes?
Yeah. I'm almost positive it was a complication. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you don't really. Oh, you know what it was? I think he had a stroke.
A stroke
diabetes.
Of bad luck from the diabetes.
Okay.
He had just hit his... groove, like he was.
Well, everybody, and he was always in his. I think he's right. Known as.
We're a little scattered.
My point is,
let's start here.
So Dick hasn't watched The Office, so
that's
now that
fine.
Throws me off.
I haven't seen the. I've watched The Office. I haven't seen.
He watched
the
British
Wire.
Version.
I haven't seen shit.
I haven't seen all of the.
I don't. I don't watch television that much.
No,
I don't own a television.
Why not?
Because I was homeless for 3 years.
Wait, you can have a TV without a home.
Well,
I see lots of people.
You can watch a lot of television, you just can't hear any sound. And people are asked why you're sitting out front of their window.
Yeah. And you don't get to decide what to watch. You just watch what everyone else is watching.
Put it on The Office.
It was like, nah. We're watching My Name
ding,
is
ding,
Earl.
Ding, 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 ding. Hello. Put it on The Office,
the
please.
Office. I believe that's Channel 9.
I've already seen this episode.
Well, that's sort of, it's a big, sales is a big component of that program. So
absolutely.
That's why I bring
okay.
it up.
I feel
they
it's
sell
a,
paper.
It's a
paper company.
And they sell. And so you're a salesman, we'd
yeah.
say. I,
yeah.
You know, I did some sales in my day.
Yeah, but this isn't really about you.
Why
but
did you get married?
Why did I get married?
How did you get married? You sold yourself to your wife.
Hey.
Yeah, okay. That's, I don't know. Is that
no,
a compliment or an insult?
No,
like...
that means you're selling your personality.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
selling, exactly.
Yeah.
Like a comedian sells his
jokes,
himself
yeah.
on stage.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know that.
Sales.
It sounds like I'm already really getting the hang of it.
I think you actually have grasped this fully.
That's it.
Maybe we should move to,
move to the next topic.
Where do you start?
Okay. Huh? Yeah. Great.
Where do you start with sales?
Yeah. What's the mentality? What's your objective? Why are people selling everything? Right. Everybody's selling everything all the time. Welcome to America.
Well, the hope is that there's a buyer. And there's always a buyer. Now you just have to make sure that you have the product that they need. So it's just providing them with the information they need for that product to ensure that they're the right person for it.
And supply and demand is a term I hear.
I believe you're talking economics. We're talking more business management.
Oh, okay.
Well, sales is the footprint of a business. If you
sure is.
That's the backbone of a business. If you. No matter what kind of business you have, there's some aspect of sales that is associated with that.
So I always thought the backbone of the company was Tina at the front desk, because she always said if she was not there, the place would fall apart without her.
That is so chauvinistic.
What?
That is so chauvinistic. Well, I don't know. I think you know why.
Tina is the shit.
Yeah. She is great, but, you know, why does it have – it could easily be a Paul.
I don't know why the signature block in her emails is not the same font as her – text in her emails.
This hypothetical lady you're treating like meat.
Well, I just don't understand. It could be anybody, but it's Tina.
I know, and that's the problem, is that it represents your whole image of this group as a whole.
All right, it's Tommy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Tommy Tina, the front desk guy lady.
There you go, Tommy Tina.
We get
the front desk person.
So you're
yes,
out
thank
there.
You. Oh my gosh.
You're out
thank
there.
You.
You're finding, you've got something to sell. Yeah. You've got a product. You got to find your market. How do you bring the two together? How do you marry those two?
The question is, what's the product?
All right.
No, good question. Sell Noah this pen.
Okay, this pen right here. As you can see, it has a top.
Sure does.
Which is always good in the event that, you know, you have this pen in your pocket without a top, you run the risk of inking the hole inside of your pants.
You just did that.
Right.
Okay. You don't want to do that. So you want to get yourself a pen that has a top. Then you want to have a pen that is going to have the ink that you're looking for. Being that this is a green top pen and a green back, my thought would be maybe this is a green pen.
But I'm
pretty sure it's not. I'm pretty sure it's black.
There you go. Okay. What do you think? Cool.
Black is common. However... this could be a blue pen as well.
I think common.
Blue's also common. And common's from Chicago.
Not as common as black. Black is
correct.
More common than blue. And
sure is.
Red is used for clerical errors and for people that owe money.
How much is this?
This pen right here, it all depends. We have a couple of different programs that we can set up now. You could buy this pen outright.
Think of more of a layaway type of thing.
Layaway, so we can bill you monthly.
Great. How about it put me on credit?
We could also put you on credit to help you, you know, build your credit.
Can I get a cosigner on that? I'm going to need that pen.
For one, you can do that. Let's go through a couple of let's go through your credit
options.
History.
Let's find out. Let me just fire up freecreditreport.com today, this week's sponsor.
It's all about the
they gave us some copy.
A lot of people think that looking up your credit score actually lowers your credit score. That's not true.
Sometimes it can.
It can.
Too many inquiries.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. It's not true. It looks good in the 500s.
That's good for you. Well, that's fine.
You shouldn't be in the 500. You should be at least. Wait, you don't have any bills.
I have no idea what a credit score is. So if that's another path we want to go down,
how does credit play into
sales? I don't even have a credit. I just have a debit card.
It all depends. If you're buying a car,
here we go.
And you want to, if you have great credit, you could just go in and sign and drive.
Oh, like Honda's sign and drive event,
or VW's sign and drive event, or Hyundai's. What do they call
sign
that?
Then drive event?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yep. And sometimes, what do you need to sign?
You need good credit.
Or that pen.
Damn it, Dick.
That was a lay down.
Yeah, that was a softball. You need good
that
good
was
credit.
An easy one.
Yeah, that was an arcing softball
really
that he tried to bunt.
I'm just so mad that I don't have good credit that I was just like, fuck. I got plenty of pens,
but
no credit.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't have bought so many pens.
Damn, well, that was
kind of pens.
That was pretty, I mean, that was good, that whole roundabout. I don't want to buy it, though. I have plenty of pens, and...
yeah, but you have this pen.
Oh, you know what? That's a great point. Why don't you spot me, and then okay. So Aaron will buy this for me.
Hey,
okay.
We have to get back to our sponsor. Do you remember?
I sure do. Rocket Mortgage.
RocketMortgage.com. They gave Noah some copy earlier week. He's going to read it to us now. This is for our sponsor.
Do you want to own a rocket ship house?
yeah, I do.
then visit Rocket Mortgage.
That's it?
Yeah, I mean, we don't decide the copy.
They scanned in.
Everybody knows Rocket Mortgage.
Yeah,
I've never heard of them.
Well, then you did.
You also never watched TV.
Oh, they got TV commercials?
They're everywhere.
And on podcasts.
They're permeating every aspect of
their life.
They'll
get into
you. Effing right.
Yeah, that's right.
Where did we just... Dick sold us his pen.
Let's talk about sales techniques. So you did a couple of things there I noticed. First of all was...
You sort of cornered me. I felt threatened, and I felt...
I don't know why you'd feel that.
Right. No. Threatens the wrong word. No. That's what I'm trying... threatens the wrong word,
actually. You got a black guy coming in here trying to sell some shit. You're like, I'm not interested. Not interested in what?
No, is that really what you thought?
Why don't you... No, that's not what I thought.
I feel like it
was confidence is what it was. It was the...
sheer...
And sometimes...
Driving force.
Yeah. What was the other...
You demonstrated what I learned in Glengarry Glen Ross, which is ABC,
always be closing.
You were pushing that pen, but you were already signing the paper. Bottom line, you were working that deal.
My question is, you want to use cash, check, or charge?
What are you
Do you know
paying?
What those are?
Yeah,
no,
I do. I do. Nobody, yes, I do.
Nowadays, it's do you want to use Bitcoin, Google Wallet,
or chip.
Yeah, put your chip in.
Yeah, give me that old
I'll give
fucking
you
chip.
A 20% discount today if you use cash.
That's fine. He's paying for it.
Yeah.
So whatever's easiest, we'll have a conversation. All right, sidebar. Do you want to pay for this in cash?
You know what? I'd like to sleep on it. I'd like
That's
to see
weird,
how
we,
I feel
It's weird
because
we tentatively agreed. Thank you. Agreed just moments ago that you were going to buy this for me. And that I was going to pay you back.
This pen won't be here tomorrow.
That pen won't be here tomorrow?
That's actually, wow. Jesus. Yeah.
Man.
Because I'm going to go to the next business that I go to, they're going to buy this pen.
Why?
Because they want this pen.
Because that's an in-demand
pen. This
pen
right here is in line.
Well, I don't want to steal from them. I mean, if they really want it. And here I am waffling.
Do you ever have to sell to someone who's just being a bitch?
Yep. You always
got to
overcome objections. Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of objections do you get? Give me one thing you've tried to sell. You don't have money?
My car, for instance, I used to sell oil change packages. I used to go door to door and sell oil change packages.
What is in this oil change package?
You get a full service oil change.
Oh, now
you
we're
get
talking.
All your fluids topped off.
Noah?
You get a 24-point inspection. You get your tires rotated and balanced.
Jesus.
By a certified technician?
So ASC certified.
Do they come to your house?
No. You have to take it to the facility.
American Association of Cars.
Automotive Service Excellence.
I believe it. I believe the E is for engineer.
I don't know.
I actually forgot
what
the acronym was now that we've talked about
it. It's actually been years since I've sold, so, but
I couldn't even tell.
It's
been years.
Maybe we do that pitch. Let's see. Like, I don't know. How long was that pitch?
For the sales?
Correct
me if I'm wrong. You said door to door. On that?
Yep.
So you'd walk to people's houses?
Yeah.
What's the best time to show up to somebody's house selling something?
Realistically, about 4 o'clock.
A.M.?
P.M. 5 o'clock at the latest, but then we'd probably knock till about 8.
But you would, how many hours you work? You know, just at work 1 hour a day.
Hours.
What are you, Tim Ferriss?
Three hours. 3 hours a day.
3 hours.
Yeah. 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, and then on Saturday we worked 5 hours.
Yeah. Word. So you had a team?
Yeah. Yep.
So you guys
just got picked up in a van, dropped off in a neighborhood, picked up when we were done.
Did you ever meet the guy who drove the van anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
And at one point, I was the guy that drove the van.
Oh, word.
Wow. So that's the kind of growth this company
did. And that was the big day. Yeah. That was the big promotion day.
Yeah.
Here's the key. Don't lose it.
That sounds hard. I did canvassing for, and I lasted all of an afternoon.
Really? I did it for three months.
Really?
I'm not trying to, I mean, apples and oranges, y'all, but you're selling something without anybody really getting anything.
What do you mean?
Well, because you have to go and people don't really like ever getting bothered anyway. And you're like, hey, do you want to do this thing?
And canvassing, if you don't know, is where you go door to door with a list of names.
Correct.
So somebody of a particular political affiliation,
and you're like,
and you say, "Is Mrs. Johnson
just
here?"
Just making sure y'all gonna vote.
Y'all
so
gonna
you're
vote.
Not even really giving any sort of real substantial. You're not, you know, there's no product. You know what I mean?
But there is though too, because you're
democracy. Yeah. Fuck you.
Yep. It's a
no, but like that's amazing that you did that for so long because. Yeah. Like, they were like, yeah, so you're going to start at noon and then come back at like, 6. And I was like, and we're just out there the whole time? They're like, yep. And, but now I know all of the Democrats and Republicans that live in Cap Hill.
Do you know what I was always surprised about doing that is how many people are home in the middle of the day?
That.
I mean, a lot of people answer the door, but you know they're home. And I think that was weird.
I never wanted to do that, though. That's during the day I did businesses.
Okay.
So, that's easier.
So I guess in reality, I take that back because I did businesses and residential. So I'm in my first business by 10 that morning.
Shit.
And then we probably work until 4.
Oh, you sold to businesses.
Yeah.
I thought you like managed businesses.
No, no.
Like you had 2 or 3.
What's
wrong with that?
I outbound sales is what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hit the streets.
Cold calling.
That sucks. I did that. And I got fired.
I made a grand a week.
I made a grand a week.
Yeah, that's good. Though.
The most I made in a week was $3,000.
Damn.
I did that in 3 days.
Andre,
working
3 hours
a day.
Yeah.
$3,000.
It was about
on your
it was
way.
About 12, 8 to 1,000 a day.
Could you manage that?
That's unreal.
For your whole life, or like, could you manage that pace? What you were doing that
I
day?
I wish that we happened to be at a college in Colorado Springs. We're at CU of Colorado Springs.
We were in a junkyard, you see. And everybody needed these oil changes, right?
So I got them for you. The most I made in a day, cash, was $1,000 in a day.
Fuck.
Sold Meineke cards for Falcon, Colorado.
Hell yeah.
And we were literally every other house, if not every house, I was selling a card or two.
Damn,
that's unreal.
Fresh territory. Nobody had ever seen.
Was that down here, or is that
Falcon?
Oh, Falcon's the name of the city.
Yeah, it's in.
It's not a made up name at all.
It's in Colorado Springs.
Okay, yeah, it sounds like.
Yeah, it was great. Wow, look it up. It's real.
There you are, looking it up.
No, don't worry, I'm okay.
How do you feel about it? So you were doing door to door. That's, I mean, that's hard enough. You're face to face though, so that's nice because people have to.
You can see
they either have to say yes or no, which is hard for people to do.
Anytime I accidentally answer the door, I just stick it out all the way through. And
it's your mailman. Oh God,
I have a male lady.
God.
It seems like you're really off track with the whole gender thing this week. I have a female mailman.
You gonna shame me on my views of the world?
Male person.
Oh my God.
Male
yeah.
carrier.
Yeah.
All right.
That's almost like a salesperson, except you're just giving things away.
Yeah.
The male guy is?
Yeah. Well, you're going door to door and not talking to anybody. And
have
just
you ever bought anything in those flyers?
From a male? Oh.
Like, yeah, the male flyers? You know,
no.
The female flyers?
I put them straight in recycling. I don't look at any of that shit.
And
if I want to buy something, I know what I'm looking for.
Follow up. Have you ever purchased anything from a male person? A male man or a male woman?
Can't
like
that,
their
yeah.
pen? Buy their pen.
Can't say that.
All right. So, neither. I don't know if you have.
I don't have any money, so I all my money's in pens right now, tied up.
I know somebody who can sell them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're gonna have to come back.
It seems like now is the time to invest.
Yeah.
Sell.
I did have a question. Cold calling, is that hard?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't
absolutely.
Call.
Absolutely.
Especially these millennials, huh?
Yeah.
They don't want to get on the phone.
It takes a certain mentality to be able to fight through all that.
Well, they have that. I mean, they have a whole.
They have thick skin.
Yeah.
You have to, no has to mean nothing to you.
It's not even no. It's like, you have to get your foot in the door just on the phone. And how easy is it just to hang up?
Oh, I used to sell, I sold ink cartridges over the phone.
You're selling some kind of obscure shit. Ink cartridges?
Mm-hmm.
Like for printers?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Over the phone?
Yep.
Hey, we heard you might be in need of some ink.
That was fucking, that job was, it sucked.
I made $1,000. I made $1,000 one day selling ink to a bunch of squid. They were
a
all
bunch
just,
of squid.
Yeah, just calling.
Yeah, they were all fiending.
You mean octopus?
Yeah, whatever. A couple of.
No, I think squid are the ones with the ink.
I think they all ink. They all
are you
ink.
Sure.
I know squid ink. I don't know if they both ink.
Okay. Yeah, octopi ink. But I didn't get that far because I was making so much money with these squid, all this cuttlefish money coming in.
Do they both
all link.
Oh, okay.
That's why they also have beaks.
I did know that.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That is crazy.
Beaking.
So why didn't you keep going back to that college, or like maybe not that college, but keep going to colleges if you're making so much cash money?
Because as lucrative that opportunity was, it's one of those things where you can only hit it maybe twice a year at best, but one for sure because you get the incoming class.
Mm-hmm.
Every semester.
Right.
Yeah.
So ideally, you don't want to saturate it too much because then you're just wasting your time.
But you got fresh faces. They all got that cool government loan money.
Right. But also, I got a lot of returns from that, too. Returns meaning that they changed their mind about
But you didn't have
service.
To
have
to turn in your money, did
you? Yes, I did.
You did?
I sure the hell did.
Did you tell them it was already spent?
Oh, that didn't matter. They took out of your next check.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So how much did you net?
To go back to that period, I couldn't tell you how much. I know that check that I got was $2,800 because I had got a cash advance. So I got a check for $2,800. And I remember my boss telling me to be careful with your spending because next week he's going to be taking out returns. So
I would have quit.
Come
and get me.
You make a grand a week, you don't quit.
Yeah, actually.
I would.
You're also doing that because you need
hard.
To make a grand a week. Right. Am I right?
Well, I didn't have any kids or anything back then. It was,
whoa. Sure. What was that life
living
like?
Free.
Man.
I bought a lot of weed and didn't save it, that's for sure.
Did you have to go to your back to your weed guy and be like, hey man, a lot of returns this week, I'm gonna have to trade you back your weed for my money.
I was buying ounces back then.
You don't really have to be a good salesperson if you're a drug dealer.
Is that true? I feel like you do.
The demand is always there.
Well, yes you do, because there are drug dealers that sell drugs that you just can't get in contact with.
That's
they're so busy.
True, but
those are the worst people.
That's true, but I've been in the situation where that's also been my only guy, so he knows that he doesn't have to.
Right.
But no, I think that's probably true. They don't have to cold call or go door to door or anything, though.
They're
you
word
let
of
one
mouth,
person
though.
Know, and then that other person lets the other person know. Before you know, you've got 10 people at your house, and now
right.
you're out of weed.
Right. No, I think it's an easier sales job than others.
Drugs?
Yeah.
Because it's a fucking product people want. Nobody wants ink.
Right.
Nobody wants pens.
Right.
And
right.
I mean,
which,
aside from a couple
it's
of
just
college
sort of
kids,
weird.
Nobody wants
ink
oil
and
changes.
Ink and pens kind of go hand in hand.
I sold roses. I sold my very first sales job. I sold newspapers door to door. I sold the Denver Post and the Rocky Mountain News.
That's hard. Fuck. One time I got a pair of socks from the Denver Post.
Was it from a
it
guy
was Bronco socks.
Bringing
it to
your door?
No, it was a booth at a fair.
Oh yeah, like they
I
have
went,
the umbrellas.
Like, you want the gift, you just have to sign up. And then they always say this, you can cancel immediately.
Right.
And then I'm like, yeah, I want to cancel.
As soon as you get home. Oh, I sold newspapers too. Now I think about it. Yeah, at the King Supers, you set up a little kiosk. Yeah,
what?
I did that too.
Who doesn't, who wants a newspaper
sucked.
That isn't getting a newspaper?
Well, it was back in the day when it was new. It was a new concept. So, you know, people walk in the store, but hey, you read the newspaper and then you shove a newspaper in
there.
That was
a concept.
Yeah, that was a new concept.
There are a lot of these things I've never heard of before. Yeah.
A newspaper, for example.
Yeah. What is that? Is that like a?
It's like the internet,
like a giant
in book
iPad
form.
Or something.
Yeah. It's a little bit better than
it's
that.
It's a newspaper form.
You can pee on it without like fear of breaking it, and it'll absorb.
Yeah.
That, no, have you ever had to sell anything?
Yeah, of course. You know, the regular old lemonade stands.
You did that?
And such. Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, it's been months, but
he grows
21
up.
Now. Yeah. He's grown up.
I sold political bumper stickers one year.
At your lemonade
oh,
stand?
Oh, you know what? No, that was someone else. What else did I sold wristbands.
What were some of the political wristbands,
like,
but bumper stickers saying?
Well, they're really political, so I don't know, like impeach Bush, you know?
It was whoa,
like,
whoa,
yeah, yeah. And
which
like,
one?
And like,
were you old enough?
Yeah, it was both of them.
He was selling those in the Obama years, which is
so that's
because
why
they had surplus.
That's why this conversation is good because it didn't do well.
Yeah, it didn't do well. They're but like, you did get a good deal on those stickers because they came out of liquidation.
Yeah, they sure did. Mm-hmm. They came out liquefied. And and then what else have I sold?
Sold eBay stuff, the Beanie Baby thing that you were into.
Oh yeah, I sold those.
What's a big fad for you? When I was coming up, it was Beanie Babies. Pogs were like a big thing.
What age? Because I still fucked with Beanie Babies when I was, you know, sort of a kid.
Yeah, I don't know. You tell me.
Okay. did you know any Bible or Quran salesmen?
No.
Okay.
No.
Answer your question, Beanie Babies probably.
Okay. Yeah, you could have just said Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
So, Dick, you said you
always... What did you? What was your fat?
No, let's be a little more...
sort of
let's
weird.
Let's be a little more...
structured?
No,
linear?
Structured. I don't know. Dude...
What was the word you were going to say?
Let me just jump into the story. So, I was leasing apartments when I... That was my first job out of college, and I couldn't stand it because you sell the same shit over and over again to people who, in my opinion, couldn't afford it, and it was not a good product. It was shitty apartments, and people got to live somewhere.
Right.
But the premium on this particular apartment complex was like, you guys are dumb. There's plenty of good housing in the neighborhood, and it's way cheaper.
Sorry about
it. But anyway, so I got burnt out on that, and I started to think about, like, what's a cool thing to sell, and I realized the only real fun thing you get to sell is whatever you put out there. So you got to really believe in what you're selling. And
that's
a lot
key.
Of times, and like you mentioned at the very beginning, it's yourself.
Yeah.
You're selling yourself on stage, Noah.
Sure. I said that. Yep.
Yep. You're selling yourself to people that you meet when you're walking down the street.
Yeah.
People
to society. Yeah, exactly. You're selling yourself to society as an individual.
Yeah. You go on a job interview. You got to sell yourself. Your first impression is your resume. Like, what does that look like? That's a sale.
Right.
Sure is. It's sort of like that, your
cold
job
call.
Thing. Yeah. Your job thing reminds, did you ever see The Big Short
interview? Yeah.
I have, yeah.
Okay. So that has a lot of sales aspects into it because it was all about people selling people products that they knew were bad.
Right.
And I've had to watch that movie a bunch of times to understand it. But it's like what you were saying. There's that one scene where those guys are like, yeah, we go after poor people and we sell them shitty things at, you know, an interest rate of 100%. And just, you know, so they're good salesmen in the sense that they're making money, but they're also fucking people over. Right. So it's nice that you had a conscience.
Yeah,
they're selling ice to an Eskimo.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you're pointing.
Inuit.
Inuit, fair enough.
That's a weird thing to say. Here's another example of that. One of my favorite Simpsons episodes is when Ned Flanders has a internet business, and then Homer tries to get an internet business, and just because his name was so good, Bill Gates came and bought him out. And by that, he had a couple of thugs rough up Homer and, like, break his pencils. And when he leaves, he's like, you don't get rich by cutting a bunch of checks. Here's my point.
This is a cartoon?
This was The Simpsons. It's a political bumper sticker of cartoons. Anyway.
Not familiar.
The point is, rich people don't buy stuff they don't need. That's why they're rich. They don't cut a bunch of checks for shit they don't need. They invest their money. Poor people, though, they're poor for a reason.
Right.
They continually make bad decisions with their money.
And moreover, any sort of social welfare net provided by the government, it's just handouts. You're just helping people who have a predisposition to be lazy.
Right.
And are otherwise never going to get better, I guess.
Right, right.
Be better.
Well, if you think about it, the average, I mean, when you see people wearing Jordans, for instance, that's a perfect example of mismanagement of funds. I mean, you're buying a shoe that's going to lose value as soon as you put it on your foot.
But as a salesperson, you're like, hell yeah, I want to find that pigeon. I'm going to catch him and stew him.
So do you think the best salesperson is also the best consumer? Because
yeah, I would say so, definitely.
I would argue that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Because you're more likely to...
Know what is bullshit.
Right,
and,
right. Yeah, and you're gonna go after the best deal possible. I mean, that's one of the best things I like about Amazon right now is that a lot of the products...
Oh, so this week's sponsor is Amazon.
They gave us some copy. I'd just like to
Let's let Dick do his thing, and then we'll do the Amazon
copy.
I mean, there's several, items that I've purchased off of that site alone that have saved me hundreds of dollars in some cases.
Right.
So... I mean, at some point, they're going to get
that's just a good economic lesson.
Stores, and then it's just focus on the online aspect of it. And then maybe when that happens, then the prices go through the roof. Who knows?
Supply and demand.
But,
Here is our Amazon copy. Dear Mr. Reynolds, we have deactivated your Amazon account. The things you're trying to buy cannot be bought on this website.
Amazon.com.
Amazon.com.
Bomb, bomb, Amazon.
Amazon.
You know, that makes sense. And you said you disagreed with me, so we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll take it off air. I'll take my disagreement with you off air.
Sure.
Grievances will be held.
But here's the thing. Like, if you're a salesperson and if you're a consumer of your own good, isn't that like the drug dealer?
Yeah, consumer of your own good. Aren't you just sucking your own cock like Steve Bannon or something?
But for what it's worth,
political bumper stickers are no good.
Yeah.
It's at a percentage, though. I mean, you're gonna get that product at cost, whereas somebody else is paying, you know, markup. So
markup
for you to consume your own product, you're gonna lose profit, but essentially you're not gonna lose any money.
Yeah, but I think the point Noah was making.
Also,
is that
nobody. Yeah, you're totally getting away from what I didn't say. Consuming your own product. At all. I said, if you're a good salesperson, you're a good consumer in general, because you can tell when you're being fooled, right. You just weren't paying attention. I will agree with you.
But if you're a savvy salesperson, you know your market, you know your product, you're going to not buy crappy stuff, so you would right. know your
so mind. You're just agreeing with me even though you said because you didn't hear what I said. That's
no, I
why.
Didn't hear what you said.
That's why
I thought you were talking in general.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Why would somebody, why, if you're making, the idea is less money out.
Is that, is that the idea?
In. Right, right.
I mean, if you want to get rich quick.
Get rich, Nick.
How do you feel about pyramid schemes?
Been a part of those too.
MLMs, baby.
They're cool if you can get there before everybody else does. But typically you find out after the market's been saturated and you're just a dumbass that comes up with the initial investment to get things going.
How do those work?
Oh, gosh.
It's basically what was it? I did prepaid legal when it first came out.
What is prepaid legal?
Prepaid legal was a service that you purchased in the event that you got in a car accident. You needed to write up a will. You had some litigation with another business or something like that. It gave you a certain amount of coverage.
We have a monthly subscription.
Oh.
We have prepaid legal as a sponsor.
Yeah.
Now.
Prepaid legal weeknights on
I
FX.
I think they still do it too.
They sent us a jingle.
Prepaid legal.
Shit is joke. It's a joke.
So you're basically saying, I know I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to subscribe.
Well, that's
the legal
what they,
counsel
that's
package.
The thing. They told you never know what's going to happen.
Yes, so you do. You're going to abide by the law.
Yeah, but for everybody abides by the law, but then something happens, you know.
Yeah.
Let's
say two planes fly into two towers in New York City.
You know, your neighbor's tree crashes on your vehicle. I mean, you want to have.
That's another good example.
Dude, trees are reckless. They don't care about
bitches.
Nothing.
How about that Allstate commercial with Mayhem? I know you don't watch TV. Have you seen the one?
I have seen it when I did watch television.
Captain
those commercials
Mayhem.
Have been around for years.
Sure. No, I know. No, I'm talking about the one with the Mayhem guy in particular where he's like, I'm Mayhem.
Yeah.
They're just playing up
That's
your fears,
good,
man.
They're just good sales.
They're just playing up
yeah.
your fears.
Yeah, actually.
He's been through a lot.
You know, trouble doesn't happen as often as you think it does.
Yeah.
People are so scared that's why they buy that shit. They
Ideally. But realistically,
no. Realistically,
no.
Shit doesn't
nothing
happen
is,
to people.
Nothing bad has ever happened to anyone.
All
no, that's not true, but it doesn't happen
oh,
to you.
Oh, I thought that's what you were saying.
Hey, Noah, how many times have you been in rough legal shape?
How many times have I been in or have I had to get people out of?
There you go. That's yeah. a
perfect
question.
Perfect.
Do you want
yeah.
me to answer?
Yeah, yes. you need to answer.
No,
answer.
I'm not going to. I'm okay. not at liberty to
to discuss that.
Depose.
How many times has your life been in financial ruin because of some mishap or accident that you couldn't control? Between 0 and 10. How many times?
It's definitely between those two.
Yeah. 0.
It's
never happened. It doesn't happen to most people all the time.
But then, you know.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Then, how many times have you been in trouble?
Shit. Past 25? None.
But would you have bought...
Before
25, would you bought,
I was a fucking idiot.
Would you have bought that package as a youngster?
Fuck yeah. You if were. I would have known about it, yeah.
Would you have bought in that pen that you are trying to sell
I would
me?
Probably would have bought a whole pack.
Oh, damn. Now we're selling
it.
So
pen,
reckless consumer. Because
one pen for me isn't going to do it for me.
You need nine.
You know, I need at least 10 pens.
Jesus.
And I prefer two of them without tops.
Because you're
so
a bowler.
You really, when you were a salesman, you would have really loved
nice
to meet
snails
you.
Snails person.
Yeah.
because you were ready to buy whatever.
As long as I needed it.
Sure.
Yeah. I need more than one pin because I know that it's a good chance I may lose several pins.
Yeah, but you're not going to insure all your pins.
I know a good place to get free pins, you guys. I don't know why you're all – it seems like you – this is
yeah, what do you mean, get free pens as to have or get free pens as to use?
You have to give the pen back at the end of the week.
You don't have a free pen.
Well, you have it for 7 days. You have a free pen for 7 days.
Well, what good is that going to do you?
And then you sign it out, and then you give it back, and then you just sign out another pen immediately.
Check in, check out. Why not?
But
then, system.
But now you're on a lease program.
It sort of is a lease program.
Who wants to lease when you can just outright buy it?
Whoa, money bags.
Because you're gonna put a lot of miles. Actually, you're gonna put a lot of miles on that pen.
Hey, this ink cartridge was half full when I got it, huh?
Aren't they all?
I don't know. Are they? You're the pen guy.
Yeah, motherfuckers know all about ink.
Where are we at now?
Well, I've been having a good time with this.
Yeah, I'm derailing the whole conversation.
I don't know. How about that bridge collapse in Miami?
I was trying to look for some information on it, and I couldn't find it.
I think like four people died.
Six?
But like,
and I heard somebody call for a bridge restriction.
Yeah, they're going to start making bridges illegal.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's
we have some pretty bad bridges here in Colorado.
We have a crumbling infrastructure.
There's supposed to be some money coming our way.
There sure is, because of Meow Wolf.
Meow Wolf. That's a concert series.
Sure is. It's a band. Ah, fuck.
What did you do?
Nothing. I just heard a real bad pop.
Your hip popped. Hip pop. You don't stop.
What caused was the collapse of this bridge because of structural integrity?
Yeah, it was a brand new bridge. They hadn't finished it.
It opened last week.
Nobody was walking on. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just going to tell you what the news told me. It was open last week.
Was it CNN though?
NPR.
Oh, whoops.
I'll tell it like NPR tells it. Six people are dead after a bridge in Florida collapsed, killing six people. Rescue workers are still going through the rubble looking for bodies that cannot be identified because
there are six
they were
of them.
Crushed by rubble. Six people have died in a tragedy at Central Florida University's brand new foot bridge /
pedestrian bridge
massacre.
That's a good one. That's good.
I like it.
I listen to it.
I like it a lot.
I should be on it.
All right. What else we got here? South Africa's former president Jacob Zuma has been charged with corruption related to an arms deal in the in the 90s. Are we still worried about arms deals in the 90s?
There's no statute of limitations
on arms dealing.
Sexual assault. It's like 5 years, but if you're selling guns to just another guy who wants a gun, it's like you're going to jail regardless.
I wonder how people with no arms feel about that statement.
Guns, arms, guns like diamonds, are forever.
Like, I have no arms.
Guns are forever.
And just like guns and diamonds and Rihanna, they shine bright
like a
gun.
Think about the Afghans. They got their weapons in the 80s from the CIA, and then they were using
Their scarves from the British.
But, I mean,
the
Taliban are using those guns still to fight U.S.
Actually,
soldiers.
I think it's ISIS. I think Taliban rebranded business as.
They're all the same.
DBA doing business as.
I think they got their,
they're all from Iran.
I wonder if they went in and got a LLC.
Hermit.
They have, let me tell you, there's no liability.
Yeah, I was gonna say, limited liability at the most.
Least liability. Somebody writing this down. I hope we're recording.
I don't think we're recording.
All right, I'll look up one more thing,
we'll do
I
one
guess.
More headline.
This is sort of fun. Maybe we should do this at the beginning. People don't want to hear us explain.
No.
News would be fun.
News is a good idea. But, I mean, by the time it comes out, it's way past. So you got to find.
These were all things like 2 hours ago.
That's what I'm saying. When the podcast comes out, we're going to be like, yeah, we already knew the Taliban was.
That's why it's hilarious.
The news of the day 2 weeks ago.
Right, exactly. It's going to come out in 3 months, and everyone's going to be like, yeah, that footbridge, found out it was an attack.
It was they were tampered with by the Russians. You know that nerve gas that they used on the British Russian spy in Britain? Remember that guy?
Yeah.
That was actually
ball juice?
It was some dad's fart, man. Oh, okay. They blew it in his face.
That's quite nasty.
That imagine, oh God, that'd be terrible. They did this. The same thing happened to Kim Jong-un's uncle. They just rubbed a
Wasn't
bunch of...
Wasn't it at an airport?
Yeah.
What'd they do?
This assassin that they hired from Thailand or Malaysia or something. Oh, my God. All the same.
Easy.
It's
how come you can be culturally insensitive and I can't
so
be...
So well-read.
I can't be... I didn't even think I was being misogynistic. I thought I was just... It was... It, her name is Tina.
Shiz name.
Shiz name.
But they found Kim Jong-un's uncle.
Yeah, so this girl who they, like, told basically these North Koreans tricked her and were like, yeah, there's going to be a TV show, so put this shit on your hand and rub it on this guy's fucking face.
Wasn't it her lips, though? Wasn't she supposed to run up and kiss him?
Nope. Because that was she would have died.
That would have been a fun.
Yeah, she killed him because she rubbed all this weird nerve shit on his face, and then he died like 10 minutes later. Because
really,
it's a fucking.
And it was a. It's a huge philosophical question because it's like she didn't know what she was doing. She was instructed under false pretenses.
Told her it was like, oh, this is a TV show. You're just gonna prank this guy, rub some fucking lotion on his face, and he's gonna freak out.
How did that not affect her negatively?
Oh, it did. She's in prison.
No.
Oh.
I'm like, how does she not die?
Oh, I don't know. With gloves. She put on gloves or something. Oh, okay. I don't really know. It was like Poison Ivy. Poison Ivy kisses people.
Maybe that's what I was thinking of.
That's what it was.
See, Poison we're Ivy's taking all of our hints from video games or whatever it is. Comic books.
Novels. Novelizations.
What's new with you?
What's new?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, life. No, I'm joking. No, I've got a couple of show. I got a showcase that is going to start on the 29th of
this month.
This month,
which is
Front
March.
Porch.
June.
Oh, what is it?
It's called Front Porch.
Next
door to Torchy's.
Yeah. That's sweet. I pass that place all the time.
Is it?
Is it sort of divey?
No.
Not that it matters. Not
no,
that
no,
it's
no.
bad or anything.
Actually, it seems a little more
up
upper scale. Yeah, a little. I mean, they've got.
So it's sort of by
wine stations. Actually, to be honest, it's been a while since I've been in that venue. So
I'll how did you arrange that. It if you haven't been in there?
I was was approached on Facebook to host a gig. So
wow.
I have nothing to do with the finances.
Is it going to be running along like
it's going to be weekly?
Regular?
Oh, weekly?
Fuck.
Yeah.
Hell
damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. That's maybe we should release this soon. Big
big promo.
Big promo. That
it appears that it's going to be an urban show.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But.
So you can do all your rap songs.
But with that being said, I do have the ability to book comedians. So he's given me that power.
What is
that? That'd be sweet.
What does urban show mean?
Urban typically means black.
But black, it's not comics or what kind of show is it?
Black. It's actually a comedy. It's basically comedy, music, comedy and music.
All that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's the comedian from Def Comedy Jam. His name is France Cassius.
Holy shit, that's a sick
that's
name.
A household name if I ever heard
yeah,
of it.
He better be famous soon. France Cassius.
What does he do? He just does,
he fucking
man.
Does him.
So yeah, it's $15 pre-sale tickets
oh,
and it's
shit.
20 at the door.
Oh wow, so this is a real fucking
it's
show.
A real deal.
Yeah.
And you're the MC?
Yeah.
Every week?
Every Thursday thereafter, yeah.
Hey, that's awesome. That
yeah,
sounds
man.
Sick.
That sounds really fun.
I get paid to go up and make people laugh.
Oh yeah.
That's a dope spot too, because everything...
Yeah, a lot, ton of foot
show,
traffic. And,
everything
yeah.
show-wise is that... Down South Broadway, more here, not
yeah.
really downtown.
Mm-hmm. No, it's right next to Torchy's.
Yeah,
you remember Torchy's?
And all, I mean,
give
that's
me
a popular.
Cross streets. Give me some cross streets.
11th and Broadway.
11th, yeah.
11th. Oh, it's 11th.
Between 11th and 10th on
oh,
Broadway.
Oh, that Torchy's.
Between, we'll say 9, 10, or 11.
Okay.
In Broadway,
it's a yeah. cross. You know, there's that.
You know what's funny? They got their liquor license pulled, and I'd followed them on Twitter, and they would always retweet people like, "Oh my god, just." Wanting Torchy's today, and I would every single time I'd be like, "Oh yeah, like when you sold liquor to minors," and I would just berate them all
the
time.
They did. They sold liquor to minors.
Yeah, I think that's how you get your liquor license pulled.
When did
usually.
This happen? I never.
Oh, this
heard
was months ago.
Usually
oh.
they close
they
you down.
No,
yeah,
they
shut
got
you
it
down.
Back.
They got it back.
They shut you down for what, like a day or something
no.
like that, and then they shut you down for like a month.
Well,
they
pull
you,
your liquor license.
They pull your
for
liquor
a long time.
License for a while.
Okay.
I don't. I never knew they really shut you down. That's crazy.
Yeah, they can.
We were.
Well, I believe it.
We were hosting that open mic at the Scruffy Murphy's, and a dude walked out of the bar with a beer.
Yeah.
And they. The bartender
he was upset.
jet like it, you thought somebody had walked out on their tab. The dude just ran out to get the beer can.
Wow,
just to you know that yeah, that kind of stuff.
But Scruffy Murphy is also a sponsor.
Scruffy Murphy.
Those were good. I need to eat fish and chips more often.
Yeah, fish and chips are good.
Don't you guys, you host this show there, don't you?
No, we guest hosted last week because those other two idiots were gone. It's Grayson and Roger.
Okay. It was Ben and...
Poop and Pee, I like to call them.
Poop and Pee.
I don't know.
And the Heezy.
They're not that fulfilling to get out of your system.
No, and they're not not that good to look at.
That's true.
All right. Well, anything else?
I think we're good.
Cool.
Should we do our...
Oh, yep.
Noah.
Yes, go ahead.
What do you think I should have learned today?
I think you should have learned that if you're going to build a new footbridge at some sort of school, you better make sure that it works.
Yeah, I wonder what that engineering department was like.
Can you imagine being the one guy who's like, yeah, that was me?
No, I can't, but I guess I should.
No, yeah. Well, that's sort of what I'd like you to learn.
Okay, I'll take that
or
away.
I knew that you learned.
I'm the guy who builds bad footbridges.
There you go.
I stamp that paperwork and I still do it.
And me?
I think what you should have learned is that you need to be more thoughtful when picking a karaoke song.
Sure.
Just don't go for the easy ones. Go for the ones that mean the most to you.
Don't go breaking my heart.
Don't go breaking my...
Don't go breaking my heart.
Perfect.
Thanks, Dick.
No.
Oh.
Final words? Do you have anything to leave our people with?
Yeah, come in and sing some karaoke, but don't pick the songs.
El Torito, Friday night, Saturday night,
Friday
all
night
year
is where
long.
I'm doing it. Next Saturday, I'll be hosting because I'll be headlining Noonan's the 23rd,
nice.
Which is a Friday, and also my son's birthday.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
And check out Dick Black's website.
And go to his son's birthday party.
Actually, I do have a website. It's Punchline Comedy Boxing, but we're just trying to figure out the legal.
You can't really have kids box in a strip club and do a set.
No, you can't.
You should.
I would have loved to. I would have been funny, and I would have kicked Roger's ass. But
hell yeah!
Oh yeah, you guys are gonna scrub.
Yeah, and I was just gonna say we should like.
You're almost doing pull-ups now. That would be great.
And I'm swimming.
The kids' underwear.
I mean, we do it next time. I'm really gonna. It'll be a big deal.
Can you fight?
No, but
have you ever? You have never been in a fight before, huh?
No.
He said that like you've been picked on.
No, but I mean, I could turn it on.
Yeah, I think you could.
If I needed to, I could kill
fight
someone.
Fight
for
or
sure.
Flight.
Oh yeah.
So you'd fight.
Why are you looking
I'd
away?
Fight. I think, because I think about it all the time. If I really needed to,
that's weird.
I would also probably just do a cheap shot. Excuse me.
Yeah.
So you kick somebody
in the balls.
In the
yeah.
sack.
Is that bad? I mean, in boxing, it's bad. But what about like street fighting? Can
I
you
think
get away
street
with
fighting just try to avoid it.
Yeah, you want to avoid.
You
don't
want to fight in the street.
But
there's
if you
no
find
rules.
Yourself in a situation, a sticky predicament.
What if you're in a saloon on the front
end? Let's play the piano for the saloon.
Hey, you, I'm going to kick your ass. This is so stupid.
You, over there.
This is the worst. I'm starving, though.
I am, too. Where are you guys going to eat?
I'm going to have some Thai food.
Where?
Malaysia.
Can you? Okay.
Let's get on the tires. All right. Thank you very much, Dick.
Thanks, Dick.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course.
I have too much fun.
Yeah.
It's on. It's rocking. It's live. This shit is real. What's up, bitches?
Hell yeah.
West side.
Hell yeah.
West
side.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Y'all going to El Torito later on tonight?
I don't know.
For karaoke?
Yes, sir.
You know what? I haven't been there yet for karaoke. So.
What's wrong with you, Noah?
He's not old
enough.
Yeah,
I haven't been old enough for
a
while.
But you're old enough.
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
I also don't, December. I also don't, I don't sing. I'm not a singer.
What's your song if you had to pick one?
I
not even to sing, just that rap. You enjoy it and you know the words.
Oh no, see, but that's the other thing is that is what I mostly listen to, but I you know I can't. That's so hacky.
You listen to rap?
Mm-hmm.
So that's perfect.
Yeah, but like,
what's the
what's hacky? What do you mean hacky? It's karaoke.
When a white guy does a rap
song,
at
karaoke or
if you do Eminem all the time.
No,
is that all you hear out of white guys?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Really? No, it'd be something cool. It'd be like. No, it probably
good
would.
One.
It probably
that's
would be
a
Eminem.
Good one.
It probably would be Eminem.
My first album that I bought was Warren G and Snoop Dogg. Not Snoop Dogg, fucking
Nate Dogg.
Nate Dogg.
Regulators.
And it was
Nate Dogg. His
G-Funk.
G-Funk. It was great, man. G-funk. I would sing Regulators.
Regulators! I hate that fucking song.
Well, what? I do too. I wouldn't sing it.
I love it.
I wouldn't sing it.
Karaoke.
I wouldn't sing it then.
I don't want to do anything to piss you off.
The LBC.
I would be okay with you singing that. Yeah.
What songs don't you like anymore?
Oh, fuck.
All of them.
Before He Cheats, Don't Stop Believing, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh my God, people do the whole thing of Bohemian Rhapsody? Fuck them.
What's Going On? Oh, Four Non Blondes. What's Going On? I fucking hate that song.
Yeah, all those, wow, those are just terrible songs. So.
They're easy songs.
Well, but that's sort of
why people do it.
But that's also why, well, Bohemian Rhapsody's hard, but that.
No, it's one, easy because everybody does it.
I got a new,
but that, yeah.
I got a new karaoke easy. Song, Marcy's Playground. Sex and Candy.
That shit is bad. I've done that before.
People doing it a lot?
No, not a lot.
I'm bringing it back.
Maybe that. Maybe this should have been. We should have done this.
No, we're not doing karaoke.
No, I know.
Expert karaoke?
Yeah.
I mean, you can.
We're going to.
It's not too late.
Yeah, I mean, we could call an audible if you can talk for. It's your call.
Shit, I don't mind doing either one.
Maybe. Start.
This has been a Sexpot Comedy Joint. Collaborative, community-driven comedy produced by Andy Jewett and Kayvon Colitvari. Headquartered in Denver, Colorado, with technical support from Isaac Miller. Every day at sexpopcomedy.com or at a show near you. Until next time, be well, friends.